Blue eyes crying in the rain as we kiss good.
Hello everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Next week, we'll be celebrating Ag Day USA. It is more important than ever that we get the positive message about agriculture out. In this country, we have about 300 or 400,000 farms feeding our population and exporting $140 billion worth of food around the world. Look at it this way. 1% of our population is producing all of this food. Look back to the 1930s, and at that time, 30% of our population was farming, and we didn't have the abundance that we have today. A family's income spent on food today has been falling over the years. The charge is less than 10%. But how do we get our message out with only 1% of us farming? Most people are far removed from the farm and simply don't know much about it. And that provides opportunity for our critics that don't like modern farming anyway. They shout, no biotechnology, no commercial fertilizer, no chemical weed control, no gestation crates, no chicken cages. We want organic. We want to tell you how to farm. Well, let's be honest. Some of the most vocal critics don't want us to eat meat either. They were cheering when the Congress closed down all the horse slaughterhouses. And now we're trucking our unwanted horses to Mexico and Canada for slaughter. We have thousands of unwanted horses every year. Some owners can't afford to feed them, and they turn the horses loose on the roads or in the wild, or they shoot them and bury them in the South 40. What a waste! There's a market for horse meat. When I was in Italy last year, in one restaurant, horse meat was on the menu. I ordered it and I ate it. That was my statement. There are hungry people in the world, and we should not be wasting food. As we celebrate Ag Day, let's commit ourselves and our country to do a better job of telling our story. Maybe we need more presentations like Paul Harvey for Dodge Trucks on Super Bowl Day. So God made a farmer. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.